Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernol. Start off with two quick updates for the community. Richland Center Parks and Recreation, the day trip to Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque is today. Travelers will depart from the community center today at 9 a.m. with check-in beginning at 8:30. The trip is scheduled to conclude with an approximate return of 5 p.m. If you are signed up, don't miss that. And as of about noon yesterday, there were a few seats still available. Cost per person is $40. Again, leaving the community center at 9. Check-in begins at 8:30. And also, today is Walk with Grace t-shirt pickup day between 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock at the Grace office. In the news this morning, Walmart Incorporated has filed an objection to the real estate property assessment for its Richland Center location at 2401 U.S. Highway 14 East, challenging the current assessment of $12,858,600. In its filing, the company submitted an opinion of value of $5,440,000 for the property. Walmart, represented by Mallory S.C. of Milwaukee, has requested a waiver of the upcoming Board of Review hearing, asking to have the matter taken directly to Circuit Court. Should the waiver request be denied, the company has asked for the right to provide testimony via telephone. The Richland Center Board of Review is scheduled to meet today at 6 p.m. in the City Municipal Building. In a significant legal turn, a Wisconsin appeals court panel ruled 2-1 yesterday to restore Act 10, the contentious 2011 law that largely eliminated collective bargaining rights for most public employees. Scott Bauer of the Associated Press reports the decision overturns a December 2024 lower court ruling that had declared the law unconstitutional. While the lower court had found that the law created irrational exemptions for certain public safety workers, the appeals court majority concluded that the Wisconsin legislature had a rational basis for these distinctions and that courts must defer to legislative fiscal policy decisions. This reversal maintains the status quo, as the 2024 ruling had been stayed pending appeal, keeping the law in effect as it has been for the past 15 years. The legal battle is far from over, as unions are expected to appeal Wednesday's decision to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This next step is particularly notable because the state's high court flipped to a liberal majority in 2023, marking the first time Act 10 has been challenged under this new judicial composition. While Republican figures like Scott Walker praised the appeals court for respecting precedent and protecting taxpayers, union spokespeople like Christina Bray expressed continued confidence in the merits of their case. As the litigation moves toward the Supreme Court, the political stakes remain high, with all five Democratic gubernatorial candidates vowing to repeal the law if elected. Senator Ron Johnson, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, has formally requested transcribed interviews with several former officials from the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The list includes several former FDA officials as well as former NIAID Director Dr. Anthony Fauci. These requests center on their involvement in the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, specifically regarding the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines. This action follows an interim report released by Chairman Johnson on April 29th, which alleged that senior FDA officials ignored warnings about the agency's vaccine safety monitoring system, suggesting it may have concealed safety signals. Chairman Johnson explicitly expressed a hope for transparency and cooperation from these individuals regarding their knowledge of these matters. During a recent hearing before the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Chairman Johnson questioned Dr. Fauci on vaccine safety. However, Dr. Fauci declined to answer, citing his Fifth Amendment rights. In a subsequent letter to Dr. Fauci, Chairman Johnson stated he is offering another opportunity for transparency regarding the pandemic response, covering areas such as early treatments and the development, deployment, and monitoring of COVID-19 vaccines. in a proactive move to fortify the integrity of American democracy. Ahead of the 2026 midterms, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, alongside several Democratic and independent colleagues, has introduced the Stop Harassment and Intimidations in Elections Through Legal Defenses, or SHIELD Our Elections Act. This comprehensive piece of legislation is designed to create robust defenses against unlawful election interference and ensure that every American can cast their vote securely and without fear of intimidation. The core purpose of the SHIELD Our Elections Act is to provide voters and state attorneys general with the legal standing necessary to combat interference as it happens. By establishing a private right of action, the bill empowers individuals and state officials to sue when federal entities or others attempt to unlawfully meddle at polling locations. This mechanism serves as a critical check against any administration that might seek to use federal authority to influence or disrupt the local administration of elections. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue have distributed over $2.2 billion in shared revenue and property tax credits to local governments in 2026. This funding, totaling over $1.7 billion in direct relief for property owners and $584 million for local governments, supports essential services like public safety, roads, and libraries. This initiative builds on the 2023 Wisconsin Act 12, which secured an increase in shared revenue and tied local government funding to state sales tax. The distributions empower local communities to address their unique needs while reducing the property tax burden. The sport of all-terrain vehicle, ATV, and utility terrain vehicle, UTV, riding is experiencing significant growth across Wisconsin. Since 2023, annual registrations for these vehicles have consistently topped 500,000 units, reflecting their increasing popularity. This surge is not limited to residents. Over the past 5 years, the state has averaged nearly 30,000 non-resident trail passes sold annually, highlighting Wisconsin as a premier destination for off-road enthusiasts. This growing interest translates into a substantial economic boost for the state. According to an economic impact study published by the Wisconsin ATV-UTV Association, riders contributed an estimated $973 million to the economy in 2023 through spending on food and beverages alone. This significant financial influx underscores the importance of the sport to local businesses and tourism-dependent communities throughout Wisconsin. Richland County serves as a prime example of accessibility and infrastructure catering to this sport. Currently, all Richland County trunk roads are open for ATV and UTV travel. Furthermore, all but three townships have opened their local roads to these vehicles, providing riders with diverse route options and stunning views of the unique driftless area landscape. This open road policy allows for seamless travel between rural scenic areas and local amenities. With increased participation comes a focus on safety and regulatory compliance. In Wisconsin, operators born on or after January 1st of 1988 must complete a safety certification course to operate on public trails. The minimum age for this requirement is 12 for ATV operators and 16 for UTV operators. Additionally, local ordinances help manage the flow of traffic. A recent Richland County ordinance, also adopted by the City of Richland Center, restricts hours of operation to between 4 a.m. and 11 p.m. DNR conservation wardens strongly recommend that all operators, regardless of age, complete a safety course to ensure a responsible riding experience. Opening soon in Richland Center, Wild Honey Juicery and Cafe stands as a beacon of wellness and vitality, offering a locally owned space dedicated to providing nutrient-dense juices, superfoods, and wholesome meals. At the heart of its mission is a commitment to nourish customers, body, mind, and soul, using high-quality, sustainably sourced ingredients. By prioritizing ethical and cruelty-free practices, the cafe ensures that every offering supports both human health and environmental well-being, setting a new standard for responsible business in the community. The foundation of this vibrant cafe is rooted in the life and passion of its founder, Tony McCarville. Raised as a farmer's daughter in North Dakota, Toni developed a profound respect for the land and the way food fosters connection and community. Her journey to creating Wild Honey was informed by decades of service as a nurse anesthetist, where she dedicated herself to the care of others. This background in nursing deeply influences the cafe's focus on holistic wellness, transforming her lifelong dream into a reality where health and adventure flow naturally. Beyond just a juicery, Wild Honey is a gathering place designed to inspire bold and creative living. Through its thoughtfully curated menu and welcoming atmosphere, the cafe cultivates a vibrant space for locals and visitors alike to support local farmers and sustainable practices. Whether you're exploring new flavors or seeking personal growth, Wild Honey celebrates the deep connection between nature and nourishment, inviting everyone to experience a lifestyle where well-being is celebrated and community thrives. Target Open will be mid to late August. That is in the former Gables Restaurant building in Richland Center.